for Geelong Marine World. Powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Yes, back at Elderslie Reserve, the fifth quarter, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. And St Mary's outlasted Newtown and Chilwell 11-15-81. A Zach Sherman goal with a couple of minutes to play has got them over the line. Newtown 11-10-76, 5 points the difference this afternoon. The other games for Leopold Sporties around the grounds, we'll be able to keep you up to date with these as they head towards quarter time. Colac 5-4-34, lead Lara 1-1-7 in the GFL this afternoon. It is around 11. Leopold 3-4-22, Bell Park 3-3-21, North Shore 4-2-26, Grovedale 1-2-8, St Albans yet to score, St Joey's 3-3-21, South Barn and Geelong West this afternoon at 5:40. And I think we can go thanks to Geelong Marine World. Geelong Marine World powered by Suzuki Marine. And Chris Nichols is downstairs and he has the Victoria's coach Glenn Keast with us. He's about to put the headset on. Down to you, Nico.
sorry. Keast, you must be satisfied with that win coming from behind.
Yeah, absolutely. I think any time you sort of have one of those wins where you probably think it's gone and then all of a sudden it's not, then, you're pretty ecstatic. So we were pretty happy with that in the end.
Keasty, did you bring your heart monitor with you today? You might need it.
Yeah, I haven't checked it. I'll have to check it.
You'll have to check that.
Check it later, mate. But, it certainly gave a bit of a test out, which is good.
The way the boys just held their medal in the last, you know, and we were talking about it to Zach Sherman after the game, just getting the ball into the hands of some of the experienced players just to be able to, you know, finish off the play around the ground. Jared Garner had a lot of it in the last quarter, and, you know, even just Hayden McMahon just being able to kick it forward from half back, just, you know, relatively just get it in there and actually keep the pressure on Newtown.
Yeah, I just said to the boys then, I was really proud of our last 5 minutes. I thought there was certainly, I don't know when the trigger point was, but certainly felt like we just went, nah, not going to happen. And so there was a bit of, I felt like our guys just sort of said, nah, we're not going to lay down, and really sort of just found a bit extra in the last quarter. And I think you're right, it was probably led by some of our senior boys, and they stood up, which was great.
And after last week, obviously, being able to do that and come, like, it probably would have been fairly devastating for the players to lose, you know, two like that in a row. So for them to show that in the last 5 minutes was encouraging for you as a squad.
Yeah, it was. And I think, you know, to some degree, we did a bit the same last week where we our last 5 or 6 minutes of the game was really good. But Oppo were able to just take the ball down in a sort of couple of free kicks and got it down the other end of the ground. But I just thought that our last 5 minutes was something that was we can take a fair bit away from.
Keasty, congratulations, mate, on the good win. It was a good game of footy in the end to watch, let me tell you. But I thought your composure was really good, and composure comes in many forms, as we know, in footy. But I thought probably the last 10 minutes of that last quarter, you kept kicking it back to Lukey Maddock, and he just took mark after mark after mark. But then a few of your experienced heads got ball in hand and obviously started kicking away from him and gave yourselves opportunities. So that composure with those older players, but your more experienced, was certainly helpful towards that last end of the quarter.
Yeah, I think you're right, Kirsch. They certainly were trying to create, well, I think even through the ruckman were creating a plus one. So we're trying to get Noddy to come back, but Noddy's one of those competitive guys that just love to sort of compete. So, like, telling him to run away from the contest is always a bit difficult. But we try to just level that up and get even numbers. And then you're right, I think just when we started to go a little bit lateral and look for a change of direction, we sort of were able to, get that ball through the mid part of the ground.
You start thinking about last week, the 10-17, you thought it was starting to go that way again, I guess, with, you know, Dowling ended up with 0-6, you know, the score could have been completely different early, but did you start to get that feeling that it might have bit you in the bum a little bit with your goal kicking?
It's been a bit of a theme. So, like, even though we walk away today with a win, I think, you know, last week we didn't. But the theme was the same. So giving away free kicks, giving away 50-metre penalties, you know, I think there was 450s and I think there was probably at least 3 goals out of that. So, we just sort of spoke about it then, that when you do those sorts of things, you just fuel the opposition. And I think early we probably could have put the game to bed quite early and the outcome perhaps of the second half might have been a bit different, but we just generated some energy for the opposition by some of our acts, and we just got to get better at that. So, you know, playing against good opposition sort of brings some of these things out. So it's good to experience that, and sure, we'll be better for it down the track.
Absolutely. Any update from Harry Benson at this stage, or is it too early?
A bit early. I haven't heard. It's probably, he's a pretty tough little bugger, but so I'm sure it's not great, but hopefully it's mendable and we're getting back out on the park, because he's pretty important, and even that rotation, I think, really hurt us through the day of losing someone of his calibre through the midfield. Certainly impact our ability, but I think you're right, guys like Garnes and Shermo really stood up when took their opportunities when they come through the middle of the ground.
I thought the skipper was pretty good too today.
He was. He's had a super year, Jack. Yeah. I reckon he'd be winning our BNF, and to be shading someone like Harry in that's a pretty damn good effort. So he's having a super year.
I did pick him for the Matheson, Jace, just out of interest.
That's great, Kersh. Well done. No, self-interest as always.
That's what I mean.
Just on Riley Hall too, he came off late with what looked like a high hamstring injury. That's not good for him.
Yeah, the guys are sort of saying it's more of a cramp.
Okay.
So we're pretty confident he might be right next week. But if he's not, it's not too bad. So it's one of those ones that was right up high. We probably didn't, last week he played and we gave him a fair bit more rotation. This week we probably couldn't afford to do that in the second half. So a bit warmer, obviously. So, he just probably felt the heat and a bit in the end and cramped. So he was keen to come back on, but we sort of said, not today, big fella.
St Albans next week, another challenge and obviously, reset. What's the plan for you? You help Robbo now and then, go again for next week?
I might just drink some beers and
that sounds like a good idea. Look at Nico. Nico's giving the thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fine.
Yeah. Nice day I'll wander down there and see if he's okay, but might take a beer down. I don't know. Sit behind him. I will be.
Well done. Congratulations today. Great game and good luck for next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good on you.
Well done. Thank you. Glenn Keith, the co-coach of the St Mary's Football Club, joining us there. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Geelong Marine World powered by Suzuki Marine.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.